Welcome to the next lesson in socializing. In this lesson, we're going to practice what we learned in the study lesson. Of course, as you remember, our power process, study, practice, perform. We're always going to follow that process because it is the power process, and that is what I teach because it is the most effective way to learn, in my opinion. So that's why you're here. That's why we're doing this. So let's continue with what we talked about in the last lesson. So, remember, as we talked about meeting a stranger, okay, someone that maybe we're at a business conference, maybe we're at a company party, maybe the New Year party or the Christmas party, something like that, right? So we're meeting new people, someone that we haven't met yet, but maybe we need to meet or we should. So how do we do that? Okay? So if you remember, hi, I don't think we've met. That's the first part. Let's practice that first. Okay? Please repeat after me. Hi, I don't think we've met. Okay, very good. One more time. Hi, I don't think we've met. Okay, very good. And then simply introduce yourself after that. Okay, my name is Al. Okay, so of course I want you to use your real name. Don't use my name. Fill in your name, but I'm just going to write it in so we have something to visualize there. Also, remember this is our, for a stranger. Okay, we'll call it a stranger. But please fill in your name there, okay? So let's now put them together, okay? Hi, I don't think we've met. My name is Al. Okay, well done. Let's try one more time. Hi, I don't think we've met. My name is Al. Okay, very good. Good job. Okay, so again, as we practice, you want to get more and more smooth, okay? Don't focus on speaking too fast. We just want to practice being fluent and smooth, and naturally we'll get faster. Okay, so let's try one more time again with your name. Okay, hi, I don't think we've met. My name is Al. Okay, excellent job. All right, so that's a good way to introduce yourself to a stranger at a conference, company function, something like that. Okay, now what if we already know the person? Maybe we met them a long time ago, and maybe the last time we saw them was a while back. Okay, maybe it was even a couple days ago. Okay? So let's focus on that phrase. Okay, so again, in this example, we use Mike. So let's practice. Mike, it's great to see you again. Okay, good job. Remember this one, we have to, of course, in real life, we are going to be very excited to see that person again. So we need to have that intonation in our voice. Okay, so one more time, please try to repeat after me. Mike, it's great to see you again. Okay, very good. Remember our key word here, see, not meet. Okay, see. Okay, again, we can just switch out the names. So what's another name you want to use there? Okay, I'll just use Sarah. Sarah, it's great to see you again. Okay, good. One more time. Sarah, it's great to see you again. Okay, great. One more time. Please repeat after me. Okay, listen carefully. Mike, it's great to see you again. Sarah, it's great to see you again. Okay. Allison, it's great to see you again. Okay. Bill, it's great to see you again. Okay, great. So just practice and fill out your own names, okay, that you want to practice. Maybe you have some real examples in your life. Okay? That's the best way to do this. Practice with real people that you could run into again, or people that you already know that you may use this on in the future. Okay, that's the best way. Practice with those names that you have. Okay, so that's good practice with those. One more time at the beginning with our stranger. Okay? Hi, I don't think we've met. My name is Al. Okay, very good. And of course, you can also use I'm, of course. Okay, so, hi, don't think we've met. I'm Al. Okay, good. And then for our contact here. Okay. Mike, it's great to see you again. Okay. Sarah, it's great to see you again. All right, excellent. Now, as we go into our next part, remember that we're going to naturally ask an opening question. Do you remember what we practiced with our opening question? Let's take a look. Is this your first visit to Tokyo? Okay, very good. Okay, so remember this phrase, this question, is this your first visit to, and then the place. Okay, I'll use Tokyo. Fill in your own. We'll practice some more as well. So is this your first visit to Tokyo? One more time. Okay, great. Oops. Let's do another example. Maybe this is a colleague that is coming from a different branch to visit your office. Maybe you want to ask them this. Oh, is this your first visit to our office? Okay, very good. One more time. Is this your first visit to our office? Okay, great job. One more time, please listen and repeat. Is this your first visit to Tokyo? Okay, is this your first visit to our office? Okay, great. Good job. Okay, let's try another example. Perhaps you're at a conference in Europe. Okay, so maybe you want to ask this question. Is this your first visit to Europe? Okay, one more time. Is this your first visit to Europe? Okay, and again, we can use any place here. Okay, that's an example. You think of your own, but let's practice these. Okay, one more time. Listen and repeat. Let's go in order. Okay, so one more time. Is this your first visit to Tokyo? Is this your first visit to our office? Is this your first visit to Europe? Okay, very nice. Remember, we want to start building those mouth muscles. Start practicing. If you can keep up with my pace, that's great. If not, just slow down a little bit. That's fine. Okay, work your way up because you have to work those mouth muscles. Okay, now let's practice all of them together. Okay, so please. Listen to me say all of them and then repeat all of them. Okay, one more time. Is this your first visit to Tokyo? Is this your first visit to our office? Is this your first visit to Europe? Okay, well done. Very nice. Okay, and remember, we want to have that upward intonation at the end to Tokyo, to our office, to Europe. Okay, and that usually means it's a yes or no question. All right, very nice. Okay, let's try another opening question. Do you remember what the other one was that we practiced? Okay, very simple. How's business? Okay, one more time. How's business? Okay, and again, no need to change anything here. Just keep it as it is. Keep it very simple. It's a very natural expression. How, of course, how is becomes how's. Okay. How's should flow very nicely. How's business? Okay. One more time. How's business? Very good. How's business? Okay, good. So that's a good one to practice. Now, another one that's a good phrase as an opening question. Remember that person that we've already met before, a good follow-up or a good opening question is going to be this. Okay. How have you been? Okay, please try. How have you been? Okay, so another, this one's more, maybe more personal, but it's a good one to practice. Okay, one more time. How have you been? Okay, great job. Now let's practice all of them. Let's just go our total review on this lesson and we'll practice all of them. Okay, so please repeat after me. Is this your first visit to Tokyo? Is this your first visit to our office? Is this your first visit to Europe? How's business? How have you been? Okay, excellent job. So I think that's a good place to wrap up this lesson for today, this practice lesson. So again, please review. You can always do this over and over. Okay, that's the whole purpose of these practice lessons. Don't just do it once and move on. You know, always come back to it, repeat what you have learned, and that's the way you will start to build your mouth muscles. Again, don't, if you can't do it perfectly, don't worry, that's fine, perfectly normal. Just keep practicing and practicing every day, and you will get to that point with practice. Okay, build those mouth muscles. All right, so that is going to do it for this lesson. We're going to do the next lesson in socializing. Hope you get ready for that. So I'll see you on that one. Good job.